Oh, welcome to Melty Talks. We're playing Cards Against Humanity, playing some game night. Oh, God. Joined by Colby.
Yeah!
Crystal.
What's up?
Mr. Chris. And Michaela.
Wait, you forgot.
She's silent. It's okay.
Huh? She's violent.
And
Moti.
I love the card. You're playing with fucking fire. What will always get you laid?
Show him
up. He's probably pissing me off on purpose for that situation. He always fucking does that shit. He'll piss me off. Can I do this?
Yeah.
Oh. And sometimes I just want to deck him in the face and be like, fuck off.
Shit. I my card is either funny or depressing. There is no in between.
That's a throwaway. I'm tired of looking at it.
And what will always get you laid? Pokemon cards? Yeah?
That lives.
Okay. Don't read them yet.
I won't.
Alright, read them out.
I do it all the fucking time when he's an ass. Every time he's an ass to me, I bite the shit out of his titty and he don't do it again.
I believe it.
Which one of you sick fucks? What will always get you laid? My little ball.
That's sticky.
My little burrito. It's just sour cream.
Ew.
I know somebody that would actually do that. That's
disgusting.
They need mental help.
She has therapy twice a week.
Oh, great.
It ain't helping.
No.
Doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing will never get you laid.
Albert Einstein.
No,
he had huge muscles and a rhinoceros cock.
Oh my God. Who had that one? That fucking shit's great.
Who actually had this card?
Colby.
Jeez, Colby.
I had my little boner.
I had the burrito.
That was actually pretty funny though.
Just sour cream.
Psycho.
I had my little boner. That's what I said. It was either funny or depressing, whichever one.
I told you, I didn't have none to go with it, so I was
it's okay, old man. I promise. You're gonna see the action soon. I promise!
Just like talking to yourself in your room, looking at your tiny little boner. You got this, bro.
They're gonna love you, bro.
They're gonna love you, bro. It's the first woman that sees it starts laughing, just goes in like a turtle. Like, it don't happen on the first try.
We'll try again, I promise.
We'll try again. Try again. Chris, it's your turn.
Fucking get while I'm
sleeping. I sure will.
This is why I don't play my good cards, because they never win.
Welcome to Senior Frogs.
Oh, no.
Would you like to try our signature cocktail?
Singer's cock.
I got it already.
Blank on the beach.
Here you go.
I'm gonna look at it.
Oh shit.
I have two more good ones. If that one does not win, I'm not playing either one.
I don't like that. Read it. I picked that card for us. This one.
If it wins, it's going to be great.
Welcome to Senior Frogs. Would you like to try our signature cocktail? An arrangement wherein I give a person money and they have sex with me on the beach.
It fits! It fucking fits!
A three-way with my wife and Shaquille O'Neal on the beach.
No.
This one's dangerous. This one's my life. This one must be yours. This month's mass shooting on the beach.
We here at Melty Talks do not condone of mass shootings.
Gay thoughts on the beach.
That's a cocktail I'd actually try
though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd try it.
Yeah, if it was a cocktail, and that's... Yeah,
I'll
try that.
You guys want to try our gay thoughts with cocktail? Fuck
yeah!
Warm me up,
fruity.
Bitch.
It's gotta be fruity.
It's gotta get in touch with my feminine side. Oh,
this makes me want to go in the bathroom with no pants. What?
Yeah. Comes out. Oh shit, I left my underwear in there. And then they're gone.
We had the arrangement wherein I give Kirsten money.
Hey, that one's mine.
I figured yours would be the mass shooting.
That was mine.
Damn. Wow. Why didn't Gay Thoth win?
Why didn't you kill a new one? Racist. Oh my god. You heard it here first on Multi Toss.
Yeah.
If I didn't, my friend wouldn't be in jail.
Oh my god.
Bro, you forgot about Peterson?
I want to talk about Peterson.
Why did you bring him? Why would you say it?
I was talking about Chris.
Oh man.
I'm glad Chris don't listen. I'm glad Chris don't listen to my podcast.
There is a million people in this world named Chris.
Yep.
There's probably 300,000 of them in jail.
And there's probably
90% of them are black.
And there's probably no one in jail in prison that listens to Melty Talks, so we're good.
But that'd be surprising.
Well, if blank is a crime, then lock me up.
Throw away.
Dirty. Wrong. Inhumane.
Inhumane.
It better not be inhumane.
Oh, it is.
That's just funny.
That's just mixed among the cards.
Well, if liberations, is that what this is?
Yeah.
Is a crime, lock me up.
Or libertarians.
Librarians?
Libertarians?
Well, if 45 minutes of finger blasting and the crime lock me up.
Don't spit the beer, bro.
Tantra had his beer.
Read that again.
It
says, well, if 45 minutes of finger banging is a crime, lock me up, then.
Tim would be laughing hard because he likes to finger bang himself.
Wait till he hears the last one if he's talking like that now.
Bang, bang.
Well, if $1 trillion is a crime, then lock me up. Oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Well, if jerking off into a pool of children's tears is a crime, then lock me up. What the fuck had this?
What?
Jerking off in a pool of children's tears?
What, me had it all?
Did they win?
Yes.
Me? I finally won. I got my first card.
Holy fuck. But the finger banging one and that one got us, man. Oh my god. Okay.
That was
45 minutes of finger blast.
Die, Tanner. Like,
bang, bang.
It's just
if you're thinking of 45 minutes, you gotta make the difference in the chakra.
The girl walks in ready to fuck and the guy's sitting there with his finger. You got 45 minutes. If you don't finish, I'm going.
This is my time. That made me think myself. A man has his hand out like this and he's expecting the girl to put his hand in. She walks over, takes off her pant and it's just down.
You want this one.
I told you mine was inhumane. Jerking off into a pool of children's tears.
Babe, I'm a Christian. I don't want to fuck. Then what do you want to do? 45 minutes, I got you. Oh, God, I'm done. Oh, fuck. Who had that, by the way? Who had finger blasting?
That was me.
That shit was fucking funny.
Chris had the baby tears.
Oh, you had baby tears?
Yeah, I had jerking off into a pool of children.
You're not allowed at any pool party with my kids. Blank. Bet you can't have just one. Anyways, I just started finger blasting.
Maybe I get on the streak of one. I won my first card.
I won my first card. No one cares.
Okay.
Microaggressions. Bet you can't have just one. Facts.
Read it, Tanner.
We here at Melty Talks do not condone of any pedophilia in the world.
No, we do not.
And with me being your main host, about to laugh his fucking ass off at this card, please forgive me and whatever gods you worship. Barely legal boys, bitch, you can't have just one.
Ooh, wee.
That is spicy.
That is not spicy.
That is spicy.
I want to fart so badly, but like at the same time, I don't. Facts.
Ew.
Okay. Let me just calm fart real quick. There we go. Anyways, period. Period poops. I bet you can't have just one. I bet you wish it was your last one. Jesus Christ. First and the last. Yeah, not forgetting that, I just shit on myself. It's okay. Tongue.
Ew.
Bet you can't have. Who had. I can't believe I'm fucking saying this, but who had barely legal boys?
You better fucked, stop.
You fucked up.
You're gonna end up putting yourself in jail.
I called it. I'm on a winning streak of two.
Oh, God.
My black card.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna lose.
Oh, fucking God. That shit took me for a loop, dog.
And they're legal. It says barely legal. It doesn't say they're illegal.
That doesn't make any sense.
They're like 3 days until they're 18.
It doesn't matter. You're still
illegal. That's why when you said pedophilia, I was like,
Okay.
That wasn't illegal.
Why is Brett so slutty?
Why is Brett?
Barely legal boys. Throw away.
Trash.
Damn it, I had the perfect one for that. Why did I choose the throwaway?
Did you take a look at your
arm first? I didn't. I was too
hooked up. Why didn't you take a last one? Getting naked and watching Nickelodeon.
What the fuck?
Yeah, as long as it's iCarly,
I'll get fit.
What?
I'm Brett's so sweaty. Crap.
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 Oh, crap.
Crap.
You
gotta
do crap dance now.
Why is Brett so sweaty? Art.
Art?
Art.
I don't get sweaty looking at art.
Why is Brett so sweaty?
Yes, you do. You're an
artist. Own the proper political belief of my time to attend a man. Amazing.
To attract a man.
To attract a man.
Oh, there we go. I was confused. Makes me confused.
Nobody's talking to you, bitch.
That's what happens when you have dick speak.
Oh, yeah?
Nickelodeon.
You can't do it because my voice is recognized on close.
I knew you. Crab.
Yeah, mine was crab.
It was fucking silent. Big screen just go off.
This government, man. Government's listening to this.
Bless you. This month's Cosmo. Spice up your sex life by bringing blank into the bedroom. Oh, God.
I had a lot for that, but I chose the most douchebaggish thing ever.
I chose the most fucked up thing.
Oh, God.
When I choose fucked up shit, I win.
You do. And that's the whole point of this game.
And one or two.
Two.
Three.
Six. You beat me to it.
Spice up your sex life by bringing magnets.
Oh, I get it. You put one magnet in the pussy and then one magnet in the dick and it's...
Ow.
Spice up your sex life by bringing a tiny horse.
You're all about the dog. Bestiality at all.
We do not condone bestiality.
No, we do not.
Spice up your sex life by bringing Axe body spray.
What the fuck?
What are you gonna do with that?
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I'm fucked up car, but I'm gonna work this time.
I had Axe body spray.
Mine was a tiny horse.
Mine was magnets.
either gonna be Bill Nye or Time Horse.
It's like working on a ranch or a farm.
Bar his ass tonight for me.
It's like working on a farm and like the girl's like,
look how cute that tiny horse is.
The girl's like, I want to sponsor
my sexual body. Here's
my Shetland pony.
You're done.
You want to know why I don't have sex often? Why? You ain't got his size. What the fuck is an animal?
What's the most problematic?
Bestiality.
Stop it!
Throwaway. Fucking throwaway.
Watch it, man.
I won't. I promise you. I know I won't.
Joe bad.
Bruh, I was at work and had a whole ass line of customers debating to politics.
That would've won. What's the most problematic? Flightless birds, giving 110%, rap music.
Wow, racist.
Or being white.
What the fuck? No!
Who has a being white?
What the fuck?
That's coming from the one that's the whitest one here.
Absolutely.
You are the whitest one here.
I'm a ghost. I'm translucent.
I have been.
We're in black.
I had two baby mamas, like almost 16 convictions, prison time, jail time. I'm the most blackest white person here. Jesus.
I'm blacker than you.
You're as translucent as me. You're allowed to put that card down.
Facts.
Coming to Broadway this season, blank, the musical.
Oh, I don't know if I want to play this one. I will let you guys decide as a vote.
7.
fucked up, or just fucked up?
Fucked up.
I mean, you already seen the fucked up one I could have played.
Wow, that sucks.
Coming to Broadway this season, getting drugs off the streets and into my body.
I like that one.
Getting blasted in the face by a t-shirt cannon. Onions. Disgusting. Suicidal thoughts.
Terrible talent.
So you're saying I won?
Yeah.
You need a therapist.
I knew mine would.
Well, it looks like all three of us are going to
be
together.
Yes. Okay.
That's
what's
really bad.
Chris, what is go to the bar and have a beer?
Hold up.
Therapy.
Hold up, guys.
Okay, we'll meet you in the bar.
There is shit on my chair.
There's dog shit on my
chair.
Dog shit on your shoe.
There's no dog shit on my shoe.
Look on the side.
Oh, there is. There actually is. And on the bottom.
Son of a bitch.
I seen it as you was walking that way. I was like, yep, yeah, there's dog shit on your shoe. I thought you knew.
These off. And I gotta clean my fucking chair.
You've been rolling in shit this whole time.
I told you you shit yourself.
You've been rolling in shit.
That's nice.
Washed my damn hands because I touched it thinking it was mud.
And it was not mud.
It was not in fact mud.
Tanner had dog shit on his chair and on his shoe and now it's on his hands.
Oh, it's actually all over the chair.
Yeah.
Ew, Tanner.
Oh, chair.
Your shit was runny.
Janet, you better get the bleach.
You told the podcast? Technical difficulties.
Oh, that's on podcast. Fuck. Hey, those baby wipes out
there. Technical difficulties, folks. Apparently, the host of this talk show decided to step in poo. And now it's all over his chair.
And his hands and his shoes.
All he did was shit on himself and got in the chair.
All because he farted.
You podcast.
Bro, everyone listening, well, everyone that's going to listen is just going to be laughing their ass off, I guarantee.
This ain't live?
No.
It's like pre-recorded.
If I had a laptop, it would be left.
So you could like edit the shit.
Yeah, I could edit whatever the hell I want out, but I keep my podcast unfiltered as fuck.
Okay, good. Because I want that shit fart in there. No more shit here, Jared. You lost. You missed a spot.
I did. I saw it. Luckily, I have candles in here to protect the smell. Crack too. What now?
You might want to move the cards and clean the crack too, just to be safe.
Actually, it's not on there. It's not on that, actually.
You don't know if it's hidden there. You can't see it in your own crack.
Shut up.
Hannah, I hear
this. Treasure Planet? Yeah, it does deserve a sequel. Anyone that disagrees, you're wrong.
What?
Treasure Planet deserves a sequel. Or at least a remake.
No live action.
No live action. Facts.
Most live, I'm not gonna say all live action movies, they recreated.
The Lion King one sucked.
It was
okay.
Yeah, it was okay. The Jungle Book was ass.
Ass. So I have to go pee, I'll be right back.
That kind of ruined my movie. I
stepped in
poop.
And then you're walking into the
bathroom.
He's just gonna leave his shoes in the kitchen.
Poop shoes.
Might have to do it in the morning.
Why take my shoes?
He's got poop on his shoes.
Poop on my shoes. He's got poop on his shoes.
Get
the
poo on the shoes. It's a dirty poo.
Dude,
it's
probably
stanky shit, too. Probably. It's
probably cat shit. Bro, he's got the cheese touch.
Ew! Tanner!
Tanner, you have the cheese touch!
Yeah, you got the cheese touch.
What?
We're doing Diary of a Wimpy Kid right now? The fuck?
Just left your booty shoes in the kitchen.
You damn right I did. I'll wash them tomorrow.
See, we just said that.
I'll wash them tomorrow. Fuck that shit. I'm just trying to have a good night. I'm trying to drink and have a fun time.
He got the poo on his shoes.
Where the fuck are my
Duty.
Daddy.
What you call me? I'm Dow. I admit they call you Daddy. I have no idea. The shit talk kind of got out of hand. Literally.
What did we do here, full crap?
Just
took
a black card.
What was the last card you wanted?
Come into Broadway this blank. This
that was mine. Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, so it's my turn.
Yeah, you're too busy with the booty shoes.
You didn't even draw a card.
Shit shoes.
Hold on. Where's it at? You say something? What do you say? You hollering for me? Oh.
She wants her papers.
Does this thing?
Yes.
Spray your shoes.
Just
that ain't gonna help until he cleans it.
They're fabric shoes.
You know what the sad part is? It's your Adidas and you like them.
Huh?
Your Adidas
too.
They're fabric.
You're gonna wait till the poop is
on. Yeah, they're fabric. And actually, luckily for me, the poop is on the sides, not on the fabric part. So we're all sold. Alright. The class field trip today was ruined by poopy shoes. We here at Melza Talks do condone cleaning your shoes daily on a daily and make sure you're watching where you're going in your yard so you don't step in shit.
Damn it, this one
was cat shit too.
It
says the one that was doing scavenge, I thought I didn't look
for it as well.
And I found it.
And now you know why I said I didn't want it.
We need to get rid of all those damn cats. Alright, let's see. The class field trip was completely ruined by a horde of Vikings. Eagles beat the Vikings. Fuck the Vikings. The class field trip was completely ruined by a pile of squirming bodies. That'd do it.
Poor kids.
Me, do a flip. Anyways, the class field trip was completely ruined by disco fever.
Everybody doing the flop.
Can't find the feeling anymore. The class field trip was completely ruined by...
Can you repeat that?
I saw a glimpse of it. Did you go mute? I saw a glimpse of
it. I just had like a mental plug in. No kids returned home today. For the sole reason. Sorry, parents, the class field trip was ruined and all your kids were kidnapped because it was ruined by pedophiles.
Whoa!
Oh,
shit.
That one
won. What pedophiles?
I showed you the card.
I done forgot.
Exactly.
Okay. It was a pile of squirming bodies.
That would have been, if Kobe didn't hit me with fucking pedophiles, that would have fucking won.
I know it's been a hot news since you read it, and a lot of things happened.
Yeah, like shit on my shoes. Yeah, anyways.
Shit on yourself.
Yeah, we did say you shit yourself.
I did not shit myself.
Arby, we have blank.
Throw it.
Oh, we had throwaway
1-4. Bro, I'm like getting shit now, and I don't want to waste my last remaining 3 good cards.
Oh, God.
Why did I have to get a good card after that?
That was great.
Arby, we have jumping out at people. Arby, we have spectacular abs. Arby, we have drinking out of the toilet and eating garbage. Arby, we have painted envy.
What?
No. Hey. Red Bull.
Okay.
You ever had Red Bull?
I bought a whole fucking like 12 pack of it. It's in the fridge.
Also said. That's all. Straight.
Penis.
So I have to keep hitting this big one.
Dude.
You have penis in me? With, for who?
Arby's.
No, Arby's.
Look, just because
Arby's.
Mine
we
is shorter than yours
me.
Does not
well,
mean.
Well, I think they have the meat, so we're going to correct they have penis in me.
Well, you just bought this today.
No, that's just a full pod. Pull it out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. You just bought it
today. I've had that since I got down here because I don't use it. I use these.
She used that as an emergency gift. I know that. And she can't afford one.
Nah. 5%
it. It's like a piece of gum.
What gives me uncontrollable gas?
She stomped the boot down on that one. She said,
ow, card.
You know what, throwaway. I'm getting rid of all my throwaways first.
I'll try to
move. New card, please.
Yeah. You rented this one over that one. Red Bull card, please.
Loki, the trickster god. God, the Boy Scouts of America,
oh,
a pinata full of scorpions.
God damn, that's scary.
Yeah.
Who had Loki?
Damn.
I know you well. As soon as I saw it, I'm going to save it because I know it well enough.
Because between those two.
Oh, you got 30 cards? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 3.
I have over here. Cards because I didn't want to get poop on them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I had 5.
I'm sad because I lost my shit show pin.
Aww.
Well, today was a shit show, so
you're. Yeah,
literally.
You had shit on your shoes?
Everyone.
Shit on your chair?
Everyone that listens to this, make sure you take a drink for every time you hear a poop run.
Well, we just.
There's
did.
A lot
so,
of them.
Cheers.
You're going to die.
And then he had smothered shit on his shoes and a chair.
You might have to rewind the video and count, but
there's gonna be a lot of shit jokes.
Well,
we here at Melty Talks do not condone of children drinking.
We're all grown ass adults on here.
Oh, it's my turn.
In the United States, you must be at least 21. In Canada, you must be at least 18. In other foreign countries, good luck.
Oh, God.
This one's perfect. What's that smell?
Shit. Wow. Take a double shot for that if you're less. God bless.
What's that smell?
Shit.
If someone has the card, shit.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna use my throwaways, but.
Tanner, you know what? I did it well.
Is it about shit?
No.
Damn.
It attacks his nose.
I don't know if I want to use a throwaway or what am I doing?
Just do it.
Fuck it. Take it.
Nike. Just awesome, fuck it.
Just do it. Why? 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 Why?
What's that smell?
Ah! He farted! I hope he got it on the podcast too.
Shitting out a screaming face.
Oh, listen. If
oh
you
my
guys,
god!
If you guys heard that fart, let me know.
Vomiting seafood and bleeding anally.
What the fuck?
Oh dear god!
A sweet spaceship? Spontaneous conga line.
Conga line.
Whatever the fuck it is.
A spontaneous conga line.
Shitting out of have a screaming face.
Damn it, I had bleeding anally.
That was the
Tanner
I'm
had
sorry,
the card.
I took the opportunity.
How would they take a spaceship?
I took the opportunity. I had that card since like the beginning of the game.
Same.
Okay. I'm done with that.
Okay.
Drink again.
That was shit coming out of my mouth.
Blank, kid tested, mother approved.
Throw away. Wait. I can't play this one because you.
I could have done fucked up, but I didn't.
I just threw away a card.
I'm not. I didn't use a throw. I'm. This is. I don't know. Does anyone know what a surf dom is?
Surf dom.
No? The car's being thrown away in the fucking whatever. No one knows what the fuck that is.
Eat it.
Oh!
Eat
God
dang.
No!
Eat the car.
No, it's not spin the dare.
I won't.
I'll
pull the spin the dare card.
A balanced breakfast. Kid tested, mother approved.
Wait, a what breakfast?
A balanced breakfast.
Oh my god.
Punching a converse man in the face. Kid tested, mother approved.
Okay.
Fear itself, kid tested, mother approved. Very, what?
Fiery poops. It's always about the poops.
Who had the poops?
Damn it, I thought you'd take the congressman and get punched in the face.
That was probably her gonna be
it
her
was
choice.
Gonna be that, and that's all the fiery poops.
It was Dana,
she didn't
get on
the poop. Mine was the balanced breakfast.
A good balanced breakfast.
I was hoping she'd take violence over poop.
You know what we need? It's for the podcast too. I'm just going to say this now. We need a channel on the TV, like DirecTV, YouTube, whatever. Just a straight channel. 90s all the way to 2000s. One day you get 90. And then you get 92. Then you get 94. Then it's 2000s week, where everything that you see in this channel is nothing but from the product of its time. From the commercials to the product placements, everything. We need that. We need that in our life. Just wanted to let that out there. So if anyone is listening, do it.
Is rich enough.
Is rich enough to make a decision on that. I would love to have a channel dedicated to 2000, well, 90s and 2000s Nickelodeon Cartoon Network. Along with the commercials. The commercials were grand. Anyways. A remarkable new study shows that chimps have evolved their own primitive version of blank. You see, guys, I can read cards. Oh, God. A remarkable new study shows that chimps have evolved their own primitive version of blank.
chimp, like chimp paintings?
Yeah. Like monkeys. Monkey.
Monkey.
Kind of perfect.
Goomba.
Bro, let me tell you, when I played fucking Winston in Overwatch that other day, bro, I was fucking... Anytime I go against somebody,
Winston.
I'd be going in and be like, Winston, Winston, Winston protect. And as soon as like I'm almost dead, Winston, Winston, Winston. And as soon as they kill me, Winston hurts.
No, it's Winston dead.
Winston dead.
Winston hurt. Winston run away.
If you see me play Winston on Overwatch, just know I'm not trying. It's just
but
to have
95%
fun.
95% of the time it works.
It does. It really does. A remarkable new study shows that chimps have evolved their own primitive version of battlefield amputations.
Oh.
Winton take arm.
Winton take limb.
Winton beat you with limb.
Winton take toe. You know walk again. Chimps have evolved their own primitive version of chimps have evolved their own primitive version of Jews, gypsies, and homosexuals. Daddy.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. Chimps have evolved their own primitive version of tap dancing like there's no tomorrow.
I'll dance,
monkey, dance!
That's what you
yell at
the enemy, Winston.
It's Diddy Kong.
Fuck your Diddy Kong. Chips have evolved their own primitive version of being fat from noodles. Who had Jews, gypsies, and homosexuals?
Hand it over.
You motherfucker.
Mine was being fat from noodles.
Noodles.
It was a girl.
Mine was dead dancing.
I knew it.
Here's the church. Here's the stable. Open the door, and then there's Blake.
Mine's not fucked up. It's just funny.
Mine's fucked up.
Here's the church. Here's the stable. Open the door, and then there is my first kill.
Wow.
Okay.
Here's the church. Here's the staple. Open the doors, and there is Body Waldo.
We found him.
There he is.
And he's dead.
He's hanging.
Here's the church. Here's the staple. Open the doors, and there is. It's that head job.
Damn. That's depressing as fuck.
Like, wow. Oh my god. I can't believe it's so big. Oh my god. You finished.
Here's the church, here's the staple. Open the door, and there is a man on the brink of orgasm.
That's the guy getting the same hand job. I'm almost there. Why are you crying?
I don't know. I'm so sad.
It's just so beautiful. I'm about to
My question is, how did he go hand in hand with those two
guys? Choice, like, the question is, though, who are you picking?
No.
With all that together,
it kind of
sounds like a suckiness.
Yeah?
I get it. Waldo was in there getting a set hand job. He was the man on Mozart gun and ended up getting his first go because he knocked her through the eyeball.
Oh my god.
What a way to just, like, fucking, like, MacGyver that shit together in Sherlock Holmes,
that's
the case.
That's how your brain works.
My brain works differently, I'm sorry.
But who won the fucking card?
Orgasm.
I had
Finding Waldo.
Mine
was Finding Waldo at the brink of orgasm and a sand hand job. All right.
And then I brought it all together with one rope.
And then I shot him on the 410.
Oh!
Like, oh my god, I'm coming!
Dies with blue balls.
He came just right through her eye and through her brain.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's blank.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Oh.
Aw, damn it.
I'm getting shitty cards now. Ow, my fucking hip!
Old man. hips don't lie, Tanner.
I turned to the left and all I heard was a
cat card scanner.
No, that was my hip popping.
That's what this sounds like.
It sounds like my truck whenever
I'm
like
shifting. Your
ass, but that was broke. Did you hear
him
just explain how my ankle popped?
It sounded like she ripped ass, but I know damn well that was
that was
ankle.
My ankle that made all that noise.
Oh my god.
And then I blacked out. Mother Nature literally faded me as well.
It's bad whenever, like, you go to break your ankle and it sounds like you're taking shit.
It hurt so bad. I stood up and was like, well, damn, I just got faded by Mother Nature. That wasn't too bad.
I mean, does it feel good now? I mean, was...
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit much better than what it was when it first happened.
So what was the actual result? You didn't tell us.
A basic sprain.
Girl. Very... Yeah.
Yeah, it was a basic sprain.
Girl.
Shit, I would have been in the hospital like, I think I'm on it. I need Adderall. I need fucking Xanax.
All I can say is, as the amount of shit I've seen you do, that's what fucked you over.
I know, Mother Nature and my old fucking vehicle.
You
did that to me.
You've survived too long enough. Here.
Alright, this maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's opening your mouth to talk and a big penis flops out.
Wow. That took a turn.
That's definitely not rated E for everyone.
Maybe it's Judge Judy.
This is a good.
Maybe it's mentally assured destruction.
Yes.
Let's go to therapy.
No.
Therapy.
Not for mental destruction. I will just destroy everything
about
that.
Maybe it's therapy. Maybe it's one of them big city Jew lawyers.
We here at Melty Talk support every race and religion. It is a...
Go ahead, opening your mouth to talk and attack.
Tanner did it.
Mine was the struggle.
Mine was Judge Judy.
Of course mine was the one with the cocks. Always.
That's because Tanner loves cocks.
I love cocks.
Oh my god.
Fletcher Cox from the Eagles. Calm down.
He grabs it too. No, regular Cox from
he
the
does.
That's why he showers with a bunch of naked men.
Oh. Listen, just because you're in the loop plant, you don't got to, don't mean shit.
You get a locking door.
You get a locking door.
What do you mean? Beforehand, he never even showered. He just hopped in the vehicle and left.
Dude, yeah, and it was until Chelsea yelled at me to start showering at work. I started showering at work.
It's just not easy to get in the fucking bathtubs, y'all know.
Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about.
Yeah, he's fighting sleep right now. I can hear it. Oh my god, that would have been great. That would have been fantastic. Angry. The greatest person in the head.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, Colby got in. In the back.
Bika!
Bika!
Next
time.
Bika! Ja!
Hey man, I learned how to do that move. That's all I wanted to do.
Any character, once he finds one movie he likes, they stuck with it.
Exactly. Yep.
Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about however much weed $20 can buy.
Just so you know, when you're older, to do runs for mommy.
Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about quiche?
Let me see.
Quiche?
Quiche.
Quiche?
It's a food.
Say quiche, I think of something else. Like the when you grind the weed.
That's Keith.
That's Keith.
No, none of that is the same.
No.
Someone got the card, I noticed. Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about sitting on a dick and sipping green tea.
Oh! I'll bet you might do one.
Next time on Dr. Phil, how to talk to your child about how wet my pussy is.
Holy fuck!
It begins to leak, that means I'm excited.
Who had the wet pussy?
Hand it over.
That sounded bad.
I was hoping.
I had the dick.
I was hoping we'd
again.
You know what? Fuck it. Cheers.
Cheers.
I made Tanner giggle because I added elementary Bill Watson.
Oh, that was great.
Oh my god.
45 minutes into your podcast. You're gay.
45 minutes in the podcast, we've probably offended every person on the fucking planet.
Every religion, every race.
In 45 minutes and 15 seconds,
they all can't be mad because every one of us in here ain't the same fucking nationality anyway. So we're all fucking different races in this fucking house right now.
Yeah, it is your turn. Pick a black card.
One, two, or three.
I don't know. I think they have. There's a reason it's not my kind.
Fuck. What has been making life difficult at the nudist canal?
Canalum?
Colony?
Listen, I'm Italian and I thought she was about to say cannoli.
I was.
Should I be fucked up?
The nudist cannoli?
Should I be fucked up, guys?
Yes.
Yes. What is making life difficult at the nudist colony?
We're going to jail.
Oh,
if you go to jail, you're going to have to sit there.
I know.
You're going to have to sit there until I can get somebody to give me money for it.
It is 5% throwaway, the rest 95%. I hope it wins.
What has been making life difficult at the nudist colony? A narc.
Fucking cop.
Cannoli.
What?
Preteens.
You're going to fucking jail. There's been a pattern and that's not cool.
There's been a pattern!
This gets a card!
No. Whoever shuffled these, bro. They fucked you hard.
This Colby.
A pan-gender octopus.
Actually, I don't know where Tanner put my dick at.
Wait,
of love.
Wait, what?
A pan-gender octopus who roams the cosmos in search of love.
He worships the spaghetti guy.
Yes. Tripping balls.
Tripping over big nuts.
Yes. Who had the pan-gender octopus?
Listen.
Am I fucked up on
this? Listen. And this goes for the podcast too as well. When I first, I remember exactly, I was young, I was at a bonfire with my friends, and my friend was dating this girl named Heaven, and she had a cousin that was pansgender. When he told me he was pansgender, the first thought in my head was, he fucked kitchen utensils. So when he told me he was like, I'm pansexual, I'm like, so do you like a pot, a stove?
Funny thing is, that's actually how I found out.
He was like, no. He told me, in his words, quote unquote here, I love anything that would love me back. I said, a dog? a cat? Your child? He said, no, sensually. So you like to fuck the stove. That's what I'm hearing. And it was such an awkward conversation. Heaven, which was my buddy's girlfriend at the time, had to come and give me, stop. just, you don't understand. He likes fucking pants, Heaven. She put me back in the back.
You said, go over there, get away from me now.
I was talking to my buddy, my friend that was dating Heaven. He's like, dude, you all right? I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. I just learned something new today and I'm frightened.
I'm scared.
Walks
into his tent, he has pans everywhere. Holes in the middle.
No.
Coin. Poor little tank ain't been a bitch.
You walk into Lowe's and you finally go bang, 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 bang.
Stop making me want to spit out my beer. Alright, whose turn?
Yours.
Oh, it's my fucking turn? Yeah. You went last?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I hope that I didn't offend anybody. Don't cancel me.
Fuck
no. We're not getting canceled, but that's gonna be something else.
I was canceled for one thing and one thing alone.
Flip-flops.
Flip-flops. Who cancels someone over flip-flops? By the way, every white male in this universe, including white females, if you wear flip-flops, you're beautiful.
Gay.
Kinda.
Gay.
Kinda.
You commented on that video defending flip-flops. Shut up. You did. The flip-flop video. What are you talking about? Oh. May have been you.
No.
Who was it?
It was me.
I'm commenting on shit.
Alright. Girls just want to have blank pans in their tents. I'm not letting it go.
Girls
will
have blank?
Yeah. Oh god, cards everywhere.
Oh my god, I've came.
Nice.
It's everywhere. Oh my god, it keeps getting on the floor. It's in my hair.
What, nut?
Yes, Chris.
You got
another one? Hold on, I gotta pick up my cards too. Damn, shit. Fuck.
Don't mix them all up.
I'm trying not to.
Go read all your cards. We're gonna be like,
Be like, wait a minute.
No one our shit.
Let me skip to the next one. Wait a minute.
And then we'll always know your cards.
I look at my deck like, I didn't have these, but these are pretty good cards.
They were ours.
Just one more, guys. One more. Son of a bitch.
It was the poop.
I thought we were over that.
We're not over that. We're never gonna let that go.
Not for the rest of
my life. Girls just want to have Donald J. Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Well, frankly, honestly, it's the best, most probably, most amazing pussy ever. Ever. But. Girls just want to have the big. The big bang. Don't worry, baby, I'll give you disappointment. Girls just want to have Hillary Clinton. What is with the politicians today? Any normal day, no one talks about it, but y'all just want to fuck them tonight. All right. Girls just want to have not having sex. I know that's... Well, yeah, that's actually the truth. Because my marriage, it isn't. I mean, what? I ain't saying shit. Who had not having sex?
Not me.
Son of a bitch. I thought it was Colby.
I had the Big Bang.
Did
that.
I was
hoping mine would win.
Yeah, I had Donald Trump.
I'll be honest, I picked that card because I thought it was Colby's.
I had picked
that one. That was the last one I expected him to have.
Every one of them went good, except for Donald Trump. Who had Donald Trump? Yeah, that one didn't fit.
I did that card just for you.
Hillary Clinton?
No, I did that one.
I always make comments about this shit.
When I am a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate what?
I'm using my last good one, and I'm pulling the mulligan.
You can only mulligan once.
Yep.
When I am a billionaire, I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate the ass. A 50-foot statue to commemorate blowing my boyfriend so hard he shits.
Ew.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate a Mexican.
Wow.
That's your sister.
I shall erect a 50-foot statue to commemorate a sweaty, painting leather daddy.
Oh, no, thanks. Yeah, that was Tanner.
You're so bad at hiding your cards.
Yeah, he is.
We read the card wrong!
Panting.
Panting! What do you think, he's sweaty and painting with leather on?
I mean, that still works.
Slow,
Mommy
Daddy, why do it slowly?
It's looking at Danny while he's painting the shower house. Call me Daddy Danny.
I'm going with that ass.
Damn.
Well,
I didn't
wear
it. It was
Mexican.
I know this one was yours.
Yeah.
It almost went, but that was the first card I read. It fit perfectly.
If he wouldn't have read it wrong, I would have been okay. A sweating,
I wouldn't even look
painting leather deck.
Blank. That was so metal.
So metal?
Yes.
This is the only card I have. Literally, out of the seven cards I have, one was a good one.
Plowing that ass like a New England corner farmer.
Yeah,
that
boy.
Was so metal.
Oh my god.
It only gets worse.
That was a win.
Oh yeah. And it got worse. Licking things to claim them as your own. That was so metal.
Right?
Waking up half naked in a Denny's parking lot. That was so metal.
Yeah.
How drunk were you to be in a Denny's parking lot?
Denny's is open all night.
Discovering that what I really want in life is to kill people and have sex with their corpses.
Oh my god.
Wow. What?
No, was it?
What? Having sex with their corpses?
Damn.
I told you it wasn't me.
Stay away from my graveyard. Cemetery's all together.
And with that, we're at 56 minutes on the podcast. We're just going to go ahead and end it here. Thank you guys for listening.
Tanner wants to have sex with the dead.
Apparently, I
he's a necrophiliac.
He has a poop fetish.
He's a necrophiliac and he's got a poop fetish.
And he's gay because he wears flip flops.
Wait, yeah. Wait. Now I know. That's the definition of scopo.
Oh! That was a bad burn for you,
well,
Mr.
You know
necrophiliac.
What? Well, you know what? If you're a full grown woman wearing makeup while trying to tan on the beach, while having shit and cats on the field and fucking corpses everywhere, you're fucking melted crayon, alright? Bye, everyone!